line upon line, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. 21. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. In these verses, the Apostle Paul declares that Christ's resurrection means that all shall rise again. Now is Christ risen from the dead. No words in Christendom mean more to me than those spoken by the angel to the weeping Mary Magdalene and the other Mary as they approached the tomb to care for the body of their Lord. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Luke chapter 24, verses 5 through 6. With this pronouncement, those who have lived and died, those who now live and one day will die, and those yet to be born and yet to die, had just been rescued. As the result of Christ's victory over the grave, we shall all be resurrected. This is the redemption of the soul. President Thomas S. Monson, He is not here, but is risen, Ensign, April 2011, page 4. First fruits of them that slept. First fruits, the fruits, vegetables, and grains that ripen earliest in the harvest. Under the law of Moses, the first fruits were offered as a holy sacrifice to the Lord to show gratitude and devotion. Since the first fruits are a sign that the harvest has begun, and many more crops are yet to come, the Apostle Paul is saying that Jesus Christ was the first from among the dead, them that slept, to rise again, and that many more will yet be resurrected. In Christ shall all be made alive. I wonder if we fully appreciate the enormous significance of our belief in a literal universal resurrection. The assurance of immortality is fundamental to our faith. In our eternal journey, the resurrection is the mighty milepost that signifies the end of mortality and the beginning of immortality. We also know from modern revelation that without the reuniting of our spirits and our bodies in the resurrection, we could not receive a fullness of joy. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 33 through 34. Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Resurrection, Ensign, May 2000, page 15. As in Adam, all die. Because Adam and Eve fell, all humankind must endure physical death. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 6, Moses chapter 6, verse 48. Editor's note. This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. Read by David Shaw.